Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, I'm Caroline Stanbury, star of The Real Housewives of Dubai, entrepreneur, wife, and mother of three. Once divorced and now remarried to a much younger man, Uncut and Uncensored with Caroline Stanbury follows me as I live my life unapologetically and shows you that there is life after 40. I'm here to let you know that not only is there a life after divorce, but you have the power to make it your best one yet, just like I did. So buckle up and join me for the wild ride.
Well, we've got a new name. How exciting is this? Uncut and Uncensored by Caroline Stanbury. Why the name change? Well, I mean, I love Divorce Not Dead. I always have, and it was my baby, and it started me in the direction, and I was getting divorced. But I feel like it sort of pigeonholed the whole podcast. And I think, you know, over the years, we've kind of all grown together, and I love being and helping women of all from all over the world. And I've had so many letters about how I'm helping you transition and life after divorce and life after 40. And sort of Uncut and Uncensored is just letting you all know that there are no limits with this podcast. It's not just about divorce. It's about living your best life yet, whatever that looks like to you. We talk about finances. We talk about sex. We talk about everything that women go through, menopause, grief. So I want you to know that and to write in and ask me about every different aspect of your life. And I'm very excited, actually, that new name kind of goes with the new me, because I'm actually about to launch my online courses so that you can get in touch with me and we can have one-on-one sessions together. And I really, really, really love sort of personally getting to know you all and the connection I've made with you guys over the years. And I hope you'll continue to follow me. And I hope you'll love this version of the show, which is just a progression for me. And well, Divorce Not Dead grew up, didn't it? I'm married, thriving, and you know, I'm here to show you that life can just get better and better and better if you, you know, have the right mindset. You know, that leads me into this show. Today's show, I thought I would start, well, with talking about Ozempic, since everybody's up in arms about it, and my weight loss journey, and showing you guys that fuck what anyone else tells you, as long as you do you, boo, which is the whole premise of this show. Uncut and Uncensored means nothing is off limits. Everything we talk about, you know, I want you to feel free that this is a safe space and that it's things that, you know, maybe you're scared to ask other women or other women don't want to answer, but I do. I don't really care. So bring it on to the new era of Uncut and Uncensored with Caroline Stanbury. So let's get into today's show. I decided to throw in a solo because all of you tell me that they're your favorite when I have a rant. So I looked through the topics and actually decided to do none of the ones you asked me about, because I decided to talk about Ozempic, since it's the hottest topic right now. And I am being asked constantly, because of my weight loss, how I'm doing it, my health routine, and if I'm on Ozempic. So truth time, I did, well, it's 2 or 3 rounds of IVF, I guess. And I blew up like the worst I've ever blown up in my life. Look, I mean, whatever I'm telling you right now, I am no doctor. This is not advice. This is my experience and only my views. So, and I'm a very honest person. I'm an open book. Ask me a question and I'll answer it. Funnily enough, all the girls on Housewives I know are dying to throw this at me, probably at reunion. So I thought I'd get ahead of it with you guys, because I like to be open and honest about life. And the honest truth is that my entire life, anyone that's followed me from Ladies of London to now knows I was always between 49 and probably my heaviest was 53, 54. After doing IVF with Sergio, I got to 58 kilos. 58. Now, you know, everybody's body frame is different, right? And how you feel good and how you want to be in the world. I've spent my whole life one weight, and actually something that I hadn't even realized the weight was on me, and probably until, thank you, Daily Mail, they printed some amazing pictures of me on a boat last summer, which I'm sure you'll all rush to look up now. And I look like I ate Sergio. And it was so aging and such a shock, because also, like, I mean, I've been in the beauty industry for quite a long time. And as you know, I work with countless people for, like, you know, cellulite and things like this. And my body, I'm also trained like a fiend. Okay, so I'm not somebody that sits at home and just expects to stay thin. And I also know, by the way, ladies, at 45, I guess, your metabolism slows down. I am not menopausal yet. I haven't gone through anything like that. So I'm sure it's coming. I definitely experience, like, little bits of things that I think that may be menopause, but took on my period, so still okay. But I'm not scared of that either. But I think, you know, I think what it says is, or what we've understood about our bodies, is that older we get, the harder it gets. Okay, I can work my butt off on a treadmill, but if you're taking hormones for IVF and things like this, which is what I did and did happily, obviously, to get the result that I did. I mean, unfortunately, I only have one viable embryo now, which is perfect and on ice. But when you do IVF, they stimulate you like an animal. I mean, you know, what woman naturally has 15 eggs? I mean, obviously, your whole body blows up. Your whole metabolic rate slows down. Everything changes within you, your face, your features. I mean, I looked at myself, I was like a bubble. And the thing is, because it slowly creeps up on you, because, you know, it's over time, right? And not even Sergio really noticed it, which is hilarious now, because he said to me yesterday, he looked at some old pictures for his phone, and he was like, oh my God, you were huge. And I was like, I don't know how I fit in my clothes. And actually, last night I went out for dinner with a girlfriend, and it was the first time I wore these old jeans, mousy jeans, and I bought them in New York. I was with Sergio then, and I could never get it. I haven't been able to get into them. And funny enough, I sold all my old clothes, because I thought that those days were gone, right? I couldn't get into anything, any of my jeans. I went from 24-inch to, I think it was 27 or 28. And it was funny, because actually when I went and I had my wedding dresses made and all of this, I kept expanding. And the couturier I was working with, they were one of the first to notice how many inches I'd lost across my body. And they were like, oh my God, how'd you do that? So I think what happened was, there is a day that you just look in the mirror and realize. And I think, you know, I try not to look at scales, and I try not to make that a lifestyle, obviously. I don't really believe in weighing yourself, because we can get too caught up in it. But I do believe, and I've always said, go buy your clothes, you know, buy your old clothes. So it's not like I'm rushing out and buying children's clothes now, everybody, which is, you know, I understand people's concern for me. Or even my father called me, by the way, to say, you know, everyone's asking him. I mean, one minute, by the way, that's really funny, because, like, when I was in my fat days, my dad was calling up, going, all his friends were calling him saying, oh my God, is she pregnant? Which I wasn't. And then I was just fat. And then now it's like, oh my God, she anorexic. So you basically can't win. But what I did do is, it's for me, how I feel about myself. I don't feel under pressure by Sergio. If anything, he likes me. He's a feeder. And I would probably be twice the size if I left it to him, unfortunately. And also because he's in love, so he doesn't see my weight, you know. And Sergio's always had a complicated relationship with food himself. He's a comfort eater, emotional eater. That comes from his soccer playing days. You know, he watches what he eats all the time, you know, and then he wants me to always eat with him. And he doesn't understand that a 47-year-old's metabolism is different to a 28-year-old's metabolism. I cannot eat the amounts or the times he does. If I eat at 1 a.m. and get a burger every night, I'd be the size of this chair. So, you know, I think by the time I'd finish the second round, and, you know, and you'll see that unfold, so I'm not going to give too much away about the storyline, but I realized that that was it. I wanted to get back to feeling good, to where I was. And I hired a personal trainer. So I had Sarah from Raw. She's amazing. And she's, you know, she's 3-time Olympic skater. I got into really heavy weights, really enjoyed that. I'm not a big cardio person, never was. I'm learning to do Pilates. All of you out there kind of like that because it makes you long and lean. I hated the sort of bingo wings that we all get when we're older. I mean, I think we all suffer from the same problems as you get older. It's sort of that inner thigh, the back of your arms, under your face, your neck, and all of those wrinkly bits, really. And it's hard becoming an older woman. It just is. And I live in a place where you need to be in a swimsuit most of the time. So, you know, I will always do whatever I can to, you know, hold back time. And right now I'm also looking at doing a little bit of work when I'm in LA, you know, getting my eyelids done, my under my lower face done. And I'll share that with you when on my journey. But I'm really excited about the new me. So let's take a little break from the show. And I just want to let you all know that this show has been sponsored by BetterHelp. So we've all been in a time of our lives where, you know, our minds are racing at night. We can't sleep. We keep waking up. You've got that knot in your stomach and your, you know, the thoughts are just racing through your head all the time. And it keeps you from enjoying your life. And we've all been there, honestly. I remember when I had my court case, when I got divorced, you know, when I moved to this country, it's just, it's anxiety on another level. When you try to fall asleep and your brain suddenly won't just stop talking to you. And again, you know, the thoughts of the night before are racing and the thoughts from yesterday and all the things that you have to do start racing through your head at these sort of inopportune moments. It turns out that one great way to make these thoughts go away is to talk them through. And that is where therapy can come in. I've used it at pivotal moments for me, which have been through my divorce, when I was going to court. You know, it just gives you tools, coping tools to sort of break that negative cycle and find emotional peace and sort of just have someone that's not attached to the moment sort of listen to you. And I think that's key. Even just listening to you is a big, big help at this point. And to be able to sleep peacefully, I can't tell you how that at my age feels. So, you know, therapy has always been a tool for me. I use it for a tool. Other people use it. You can use it for advice. You can use it for if you're moving house, if your relationship's going down the pan. And that's why I say that, you know, many people have benefited from therapy. And I have tons of girlfriends that swear by it. It's helped me learn positive coping skills. When I was going through my divorce, it helped me sort of set the boundaries that I wanted in my life and to become the best version of myself. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient and flexible and suited to your schedule, which again, I think is key when we're all as busy as we are. So just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist and you can switch at any time for no additional charge so you're not stuck with somebody you don't like. Get a break from your thoughts with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/divorcenotdead. You'll get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/divorcenotdead.
Hey girl, hey, welcome to Taste of Taylor, my weekly podcast. I'm your host, Taylor Strecker. You might know me from SiriusXM Radio. I mean, I was there for like 12 years after all. But then Howard Stern allegedly got jealous of me, so I had to leave. I was actually able to pull myself up by the bootstraps and start my own podcast, Taste of Taylor, which is now officially with Dear Media. I'm so excited to say that. Ha! So I promise you in this podcast, you're going to either learn about something, you're going to be inspired by someone that's like always coming from a perspective of like humor, then this is the place for you. I hope you enjoy this little snack.
Let's take a little break from the show and talk about Westin Hotels. With over 200 destinations around the world, Westin Hotels make it possible for you to keep up with your wellness routine while traveling. This for me is a game changer. With signature offerings to help you move, eat, and sleep well, Westin Hotels make a travel opportunity to enhance your well-being, not
detract from it, which is key for someone like me who's always on the move. At Western Hotels, you can work out how you want. They have a variety of fitness options to keep your wellness routine on track while you're away. So maintain your focus in Western workout fitness studios that are equipped with state-of-the-art equipment. You can get moving on a group run by Western's Run Concierge, a running guide or buddy, which makes it so easy for you to explore the local areas. This, I think, is amazing because if you're new to an area and you're running on your own, it's easy to get lost or end up in the wrong place, or, you know, it's scary. So to have a running buddy and a run concierge, I think, is so clever. Run like a local. There'll be 3 and 5 mile scenic run maps, which make it easy for you to find and explore the best route on foot. Or just do your own thing with the workout and recovery gear available through demand through Western's gear lending program. Again, genius. If you're on the move and you don't want to carry all your workout gear, they'll lend it to you and you simply just give it back. Customize your workout while you go on with Hyper Ice and Bala products to borrow during your stay. Eat well also with Western's Eat Well menu, designed with foods that make sure you meet your nutritional needs. So basically, Western chefs have crafted dishes with your well-being in mind. Choose what's right for you and the desired portion size and nutritional balance. Western makes it easy for you to continue to nourish your health, no matter where you are in the world. Lastly, you can recharge your body and mind with a restorative sleep in Western's renowned heavenly bed. I actually do this at home. Every single night, I put lavender balm on my pillow. It eases my tension and soothes your senses, and you sort of just drift on into a gorgeous sleep. And I love that a hotel has actually thought about the little things because it really does make a difference, especially if you're on a work trip and you're stressed. It's amazing. At Western Hotels, their amenities offerings aim to help you move well, eat well, sleep well, so you can keep your well-being close while away. Find wellness on your next stay at Western. Western Hotels is also part of Marriott Bonvoy, an extraordinary portfolio of hotel brands and an award-winning travel program. Let's get back to the show.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So when I decided and I read about Ozempic, you know, of course, there's really, really mixed reviews. And, you know, I completely understand the people not being able to get it for the right reasons. And I don't like other people outing other people for what they want to do. What you do with your body is up to you. Obviously, I know that like Sergio was completely against it. I have a lot of friends on it. I did it to lose weight from a treatment that I had to do that wasn't natural for my body to get me to exactly where I was before. Not to improve my look, not to make myself supermodel thin, for nobody else, just for my self-esteem. You know, I'm on TV and the TV adds 10 pounds anyway. I saw those housewives confessionals with like, oh, I had cellulite on my legs sitting down. I didn't even know. I mean, I was so blissfully unaware, thank God. Anyway, I decided to take it. I went to a doctor. I did a full body checkup, which is what you need to do before and consult a doctor before. And I decided that I would take it for a couple of months until I got myself back to where I was, to which point I would be able to maintain it myself. And that is exactly what I did. And I don't think anyone should be shamed for that. I don't think anyone should feel guilty for that. If you have had to take a hormone treatment or you have other things going on with your body that you can't control, this is a way to get your life back. And that's not to say, you know, some people are okay with putting the weight on and that's fine. And this isn't for everyone. But I was not. I did not feel good. I did not feel happy in my own skin. Everything I do and preach and is about taking action and feeling good in your own body. And to do that, and to preach that, I need to feel good in my own body. I don't want to look different. You know, when I do my eyes and all of this is about not to look different, but, you know, a better version of me, right? I mean, what is this like over eyelid thing? If you want to get rid of it and you're thinking about it all the time, just do it. Do it. Why do I have to ask anybody's permission? You don't have to ask permission. If it bothers you, sort it. We live in a world that we can sort anything. This is the most amazing drug. And there are a lot of people out there who study with obesity, who can't lose the weight, who are struggling to even walk at this point. This is a dream drug for them. Are there side effects? I'm sure there are. But, you know, nobody said this is for long-term use. I'm not a doctor, as I said. So, again, none of this is advice other than my personal experience. But I don't want to live on it. The one thing about it is you're always full, right? And you can't drink on it. So it makes you feel, I think the first time I've managed to vomit on alcohol, only a few glasses of wine, was when I took this. I had no idea. So you can't drink on it. So those calories have gone. So you don't even want to drink. But you do feel a little bit nauseous. I didn't have any of the other side effects. Like people say you have diarrhea and all of this. And nothing like that happened for me. But I got to the weight I wanted. Then I was still at the gym. And I'm still doing Pilates. I'm still doing the weight. This is not a miracle drug that, you know, keeps you toned and fit and healthy. I don't think any drug is a healthy way to live, right? I'm big on saying, you know, anxiety pills, all of these things, they just fix the moment, but they don't fix the cause, right? So obviously, if you come off it and then you start eating the way you did before, you're going to go right back up. Hopefully, it's shrunk your stomach to such a place where your hunger pangs aren't what they were before, and you can control those, right? So it's a tool to get where you want. It is not a lifestyle. It is not something that I would say is worth doing more than 2 to 3 months. It is not something I would suggest is for everyone. But it is, if you are at your wit's end and you are active and you are trying, you know, why can't you have a little help without people, you know, really getting involved? What business is it of yours? So, you know, I'm sick of getting these messages on Instagram going, oh, Ozempic. And I actually just reply going, yes, actually, I did. I did do it just for a few months while I got over my IVF, which I'm completely fine with. I'm fine with it. I paid for it. You know, I feel good about the results. And obviously, you guys all think I look good. And it's taken years off me, the weight. Why should I live miserable? Because, you know, I had to go through something. Because I'm unable to have children naturally. I mean, it's not going to change. So, you know, I'm going to be pumping myself full of hormones for God knows how long. And anyone that's pumped themselves full of hormones, they always go, oh, no, it's just water weight. No, it's bloody not. Not just water weight. It's really hard to lose. Really hard. And, you know, I'm not lazy. I'm not a lazy person. I don't mind the grind. But, you know, all I ended up doing was building muscle under a whole load of flab, you know, and the flab wasn't going. I've always struggled with getting rid of flab on my tummy. I think also, you know, people look at me and they go, oh my God, you know, oh, she's anorexic. Look at her legs. Okay, let's be clear. Even pregnant with twins, I had sticks for legs. I can fit my hands around my ankles like this. It's nuts. I know how tiny my legs are. It's annoying. I would love to put fat on my legs. I've tried for years. Like if I put on the weight, it just goes to my stomach and the back of my arms. If I lose the weight, it goes from my legs and then my stomach and my arms. It goes always the wrong way and there's nothing I can do about that. So I got to my ideal weight. Now I'm doing really heavy weights for my arms and I'm really proud of myself. I've got like definition, which I haven't had for years, definition on my stomach. And I hope that I'm showing women that at 47, you don't have to accept the way your body is. And there is, after, you know, kickstarting, there is a healthy lifestyle ahead, you know, which is what I'm building a new brand about, is like, you know, healthy lifestyle, healthy living, feeling good from the inside out, you know, my skin glow, I take collagen every day. I think about all of these things, my hair. Because, you know, these are all things, by the way, that happen to older women. Why are we chastising each other? You know, hair loss as well, obesity, weight gain. These are all things that happen to older women that we can all, if we could just share our experiences and sort of give other women hope that it, you don't have to live like that. Well, you're 45, you're 46, that's it for you. That's your weight. That's your hair growth. That's how you're going to feel. You're always going to be tired. Nobody's going to want you. It's all part of the same speech that women have been told for years. This is your lot. Over 45, that's it. You know, you may as well sign up, get a bus pass. You know, your hair's going to fall out, your skin's getting wrinkly, and that's it. Nobody's going to love you again. Well, that's bull fucking shit. And that's why I'm here. You know, you don't have to accept any of it. Any of it. Let's take a little break from the show and talk about something unbelievably relevant to me right now, because I've just discovered Shopify. Obviously, I wanted to sell online and I've just started Bust the Label with Sergio and I had no idea where to get started, but that's why I'm so glad I have found Shopify. Cha-ching, the sound of me making money while I sleep. Shopify is the commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide. Whether you're a garage entrepreneur or simply IPO ready, Shopify is the only tool you need to start to run and grow your business without the struggle. It puts you in control of every sales channel. So whether you're selling satin sheets from Shopify's in-person POS system or offering organic olive oil on Shopify's all-in-one e-commerce platform, you're covered. Or like me, going to be selling gummies. I'm very excited to use this platform. I can't tell you how excited I am, actually. And once you've reached your audience, Shopify has the internet's best converting checkout to help you turn them from browsers to buyers. So the struggle is over. It's a breakthrough moment for all of us. It really is so exciting. And I love how it's made me feel so in control and being able to grow my own business. I literally cannot wait to switch this on. It's what everyone needs to take control and take your own business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. That is insane. And Shopify is truly a global force, powering Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 170 countries. Plus, it's an award-winning help to support you every step of the way. So the possibility is endless when you're powered by Shopify. Sign up for a $1 a month trial at shopify.com/DND, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DND and take your business to the next level. Shopify.com/DND. Cha-ching. Let's get back to the show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know, plastic surgery is acceptable. I'm doing it now because I want nips and tucks. I don't want a full fucking facelift where, you know, literally in 10 years, you know, it's all going south. And then I come out looking like a newborn and everybody goes, what the fuck has she done? I want to come out and you will go, oh, did she do something? Or, you know, not quite sure. I just want little tweaks. I'm sick of my mouth turning downwards, you know, and I'm not going to do crazy stuff, by the way. I don't love my stomach. I'm never going to love my stomach. It is not as tight as I would like it to be. I've done all these machines and we all know you spend crazy money on these machines and they work. It looks great, but it's constant maintenance. I can't do that on my face all the time. I'm sick of fillers and I don't want to look like a pillow face. So I'm going into, you know, fixing it. I took my weight into my own hands and I'm over the moon. Over the moon. Sliding into my jeans last night, which is, I was in less than 5 years ago, right? Was the greatest accomplishment for me. You know, and it's still an accomplishment. I don't care. None of you can take that away from me because I, you know, decided to do 2 or 3 months of Ozempic. I don't understand. I really don't understand why it's this dirty secret. If you need it, I mean, I just don't. I think it's I think people worry about what the long-term effects are and what it could do to our bodies. Absolutely. And I don't know is the answer. And, you know, that's what worries my husband more than anything. He's like, you know, you're pumping this shit into your body. You've no idea what it's going to do, you know, later. I mean, you know, there goes my COVID vaccine. No fucking clue. We had nothing on that. I actually more scared of the COVID vaccine than I am of Ozempic. You know, the COVID vaccine, we all pumped into our body. I did three, and we had no time for it to be trialed or tested or anything. I mean, God knows what we've done to ourselves. I didn't want to give it to my kids. I was fine for it for me, but I wasn't behind it. But we were all forced into it. Self-esteem in life is everything for a woman. It's everything. You know, you can't function if you don't have any self-esteem. You can't get the job. You can't get the man. You can't be a good parent. It's a knock-on effect for everything. Everything. Can't be a good wife because you hate yourself. If you hate yourself every day, why is that a good state to live? It's not living, that's surviving. Who wants to survive life? I don't. Like, I'm on a holy shit, this is a roller coaster. You know, I do know that there are side effects to every drug we take, every single one. And you, the person, need to weigh up whether it's worth the risk to you. They're never going to say, I mean, I remember when I went for my boob job all those years ago, he kind of read this, like, you sign a paper, don't you? You sign a paper saying, I'm okay to die here. Those are the risks. I could die on this table, but you weighed it up. I'd like a pair of boobs. I'm still going, right? As ridiculous as it sounds. You know, there are waivers everywhere we go, and we all bloody sign them. When you go for fillers, you sign a waiver. There are side effects to fillers. Some people absolutely have horrific outcomes to fillers. Botox, same thing. Terrible side effects for some people. Other people, it's perfect. Unfortunately, everybody's an individual. So you can never, ever predict how somebody else is going to react to a drug, right? Some people are allergic. Some people have seizures. Some people don't make it out of an operating theater, you know, and others do. Others make it out and it was easy as pie for them. And you can't tell why, and there's no rhyme or reason. If we didn't use anything, you know, we'd never move further in medicine, would we? We'd never get anywhere. And actually, if this drug does do what it does, this will save a lot of lives eventually of obese people that really can't help themselves or have surpassed a place in their lives where they can even get out of bed and get to a gym or change their habits. And like a lot of people, when they're that size as well, and they're being nursed for at home and they've got parents who don't know how to care for them, or, you know, think by giving them more food, they're giving them love, until their appetite's suppressed and they stopped asking for it, then the enabler isn't going to stop giving it to them. And this is a dirty cycle that we see a lot. So something like this can help the family, can help the child, can help the parent, can help so many people. Mine, okay, you may say, okay, that's a very good use for it. And mine is more of a superficial one. But to me, it wasn't. Again, I wasn't looking to change, you know, everything about my life. I was looking to get back to where I was. I did something for a moment for the person I loved, but it wasn't me. And then I couldn't get it off. I am in the public eye. I do have that life where, you know, everybody looks at me. You guys criticize me all the time. If I'm too thin, too fat, too this, too that, you know, like, I mean, all the time. If I listened to everything everybody said on social media, I'd be sat in here shaking. Thank God what you have helped me do is create a rhino skin. I take everything with a pinch of salt because honestly, you know, if you're commenting, I must be doing something right somehow. I don't want to look anorexic, but you're looking at my legs. You're not looking at the rest of me. I'm not naked in front of you. You know, everything else has fat where it should be. And, you know, my face is looking snatched. Thank you very much. And I love it. And I'm super happy with the outcome for me. Doesn't have to be for you. You are your own person, your own choice. And that's a wonderful thing, to have freedom and the power to choose in life. And nobody should be judged and tormented for their choices in life. Not literally taking it out of somebody's sick person's hand. You know, I mean, I don't know what the system is in America compared to here, to be fair. So I can't comment on that and how easily available it is. But, you know, it's available here. And I paid a lot of money to get it. You know, I know it's a luxury and it's done what it needed to do for me. I'm not embarrassed. I'm not ashamed. I know this podcast is going to get me probably a lot of backlash, but I'm also not scared to kind of broach these topics because I don't want to lie to any of you. Because I think, you know, I get so many women who are midlife saying to me, you're looking fabulous. You're looking fabulous. What's your eating routine? And I don't want to lie to you and say, you know, I'm eating a lettuce leaf every day and all my weight fell off, because that's just, you know, that is a lie. My weight didn't fall off for, you know, quite a long time. But I actually, you know, again, I took hormones. So if you're somebody who has just naturally gained weight, I don't know if this is a solution for you, right? I mean, I think it's a solution in some ways because it curbs your appetite. And then once your appetite has been lessened, maybe you can keep it that size. But I don't know, because I did it for different reasons. Again, these are questions you could probably ask your doctor. But once you've lost the weight, then it's your journey to keep it off and not to let yourself get there again. You know, it's not like I sit here now and eat three burgers and go, well, I've always got Ozempic to make me thin. Absolutely fucking not. I eat clean. I cook. I've started cooking, and I know a lot of you can't believe it, but I've actually started cooking and I haven't killed anyone or my children yet. My sons say that my cooking is amazing now, which is amazing what you do when you kind of have to. I've realized when, you know, you have a housekeeper cooking versus a mother cooking, it's very different because one's cooking from love and the other one's cooking because they've been told to. So, you know, I actually quite enjoy it now. I don't do three meals a day, but I'm very happy if I, you know, cook my kids one meal a day. And that's an achievement for me because I never liked it. So, you know, I am improving my life every single day. I'm actually taking time for me. So I work my journal and manifestation into my day, which makes me a little bit more zen. I work time for myself to go to the gym. Actually, this week is the first week I haven't been to the gym again. Oh, no, I went once. I went to Sarah to go to the gym. But I try and get there three times a week minimum, three times a week. And then food-wise, I start my day with a smoothie, and I have collagen in it, and I take all my probiotics. I'm actually launching my own probiotic because I've always suffered with bloating and things like this and sort of, I don't know, like gas from food. And I just have been looking more internally because I've had more time. I'm not filming now. My business is smaller now, you know, as in it's at home. Everything is revolved around me. So I can actually redo my diary. Instead of having the film crew, which is like 15 people here, and the crazy, I'm like really concise right now, where I am like working my diary so it works for me. Me time, and I've said this to you guys a million times, it's not about being selfish. It's not about having a, you know, a facial just because, you know, you want a facial and you want to get your nails done. It's because you deserve me time. You can't do anything for anybody else if you're not happy. You need to make yourself happy. And once you're happy, the magic happens. So if that means taking Ozempic to get to where you want to be, or whatever it is in the States, Wegovy, I don't know what they're called, Mounjaro, that's your choice. As long as you've seen a consultant, you've done the right things, and it's prescribed to you, that is your fucking choice. Other people don't get to say how you live your life. Why? Because they want to, you know, you to remain unhappy with them. It's amazing. I've learned from people and friends, and sometimes the closest ones, sometimes they just don't want you to improve yourself. Improving yourself makes them see, you know, what they need to do for themselves, and they're not quite ready, you know, and people quite like to see other people stuck, and people like to feel superior. And, you know, you making changes makes other people uncomfortable. You suddenly getting all the comments makes other people uncomfortable. Me feeling fucking fabulous at 47, finally, makes other people uncomfortable. Because, you know, if I'm putting on weight and that's what the books say I should be, and I'm looking, you know, old and I'm feeling tired and like, you know, well, Sergio won't be able to, you won't be able to keep up with Sergio, which is all the things I always hear. And he's not going to love you because you're going to be fat. All of these things become true, which make other people feel better. That's not going to happen to me. I won't allow that to happen to me. I'm not doing these things for Sergio and because I have a young husband. Let's make this abundantly clear. It's got nothing to do with the fact I've got a young husband. I do these things for me, to make me feel good, so I can be the best version of me, so I can be the best version of me for you. I'm about to launch courses where I'm going to help you guys come unstuck in your lives. I can't do that if I feel shit in my life. How could I do that? I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm absolutely not saying that my life has been problem-free. It's, you know, it's been up and fucking down. But I'm here to tell you that you can create the life that you absolutely wish to have. All of these things around us are tools. Going to the gym is a tool. In America, I think there's an epidemic on, what are these pills called? I don't know, we don't have all of this stuff here, but anti-anxiety pills. And like, I think there's one to, you know, make sure that you can focus on all of these things out there. And those are an epidemic. People live on those. There have actually been studies saying they're worse than crack cocaine and they're worse than, you know, real drugs. But yet those are prescribed every single fucking day. Yet nobody's talking about that anymore. Nobody gives a shit about that. It's just, you know, which celebrity is doing Ozempic? I mean, the pressure celebrities have to look good for all of you is immense. You can't look up to someone that you don't look up to. You know, you don't want to look at somebody that you don't admire. You want to admire the people that you look up to. I want to admire. I want to see people better than me. I want to see people thriving. I want to see them because that motivates me. If I'm motivated by you, I want to become it. I want to do it. If you can do it, I can do it too. If I'm not motivated, and that's as far as I think anyone's ever going to get, why the fuck would I get out of bed? May as well stay here. Why am I pushing myself? Why am I launching a new company? It's not going to go anywhere. I could say to myself, why am I doing my own supplements? They're everywhere. Why am I doing, you know, my manifestation book? Because I believe in mine. Other people have done it. It's something I'm passionate about. I'm not scared. I'm going to take those steps. If you don't take the first step, you can't get to the next one. So if you're feeling uncomfortable in your own skin, that's a horrible place to be. It's acceptable now to have plastic surgery, but it's not acceptable to lose weight with an injection. It's acceptable now to have a boob job. I mean, you can pretty much get a boob job on the national health insurance, which is insane to me. Someone else has to pay for it. Yet obesity, you know, and losing weight and feeling good about yourself, as I said, we may not look overweight to you, the person, you know, that's bigger than us or whatever, but when a small frame, another 12 pounds is a fuck of a lot, actually. It's a fuck of a lot. It's a lot of weight. And it's not where I was comfortable because I know what my weight was. And I'm exactly there and I stopped then. You know, I don't intend to live on it. I don't think anyone should live on it. But there are tools out there that have been produced for us to help us. There are people on tanning pills, you know. They apparently those are terrible for you. I don't know. But people are on them. It's the choice. Somebody thinks it's worth it. Some people don't. People still do tanning beds. They've been proven to cause cancer. I mean, I would never take a tanning bed, but I'm not going to stand outside a tanning shop and say, get off those beds. What can I do? That's up to you. You're a grown-ass person. Who am I to tell you to get off the tanning bed? You know the risk. You've decided that it may or may not be the risk for you. Some people, you know, live fine. So, you know, I think the point is to focus on you. Once you sort of stop looking at everybody else and what everyone else is doing in a negative way and look at it as in a positive way and going, oh, you know what? She did it for a minute. There she is telling us she's done it for a minute. I'm not telling you that I've done the soup diet and been drinking water for a month, which I could do and lie to you and you'd believe me, by the way. I could happily do that and I would have got a lot less shit than I'm about to get for this podcast, I assure you. But I'm not prepared to do that because by lying to you, I feel I'm doing a disservice to you because some of you out there are going to jump and go and try and, you know, live on water for 3 days. And that's not fair. And I don't want to do that to you. So I'm here to tell you the truth always wins. Do not feel pressure by anyone else and consult a doctor and do what's right for you. Life is about following your gut, your intuition, and what is right for you, not anybody else's.
Thank you for listening. You can catch my new episode of my podcast every Wednesday. Please don't forget to follow so you don't miss any of the action. I want to hear from you, so leave me a rating and a review. Follow us on social for all the behind-the-scenes action and more information at Uncut and Uncensored by Caroline. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.